Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Do you have a list that you look at every single day? Your list must be about 10 pages long.
You know what's interesting about this role as mayor? It's not that it's hard, it's the volume.
Eric Adams is the mayor of New York City. He spent more than 20 years as a New York City police officer before entering politics. Mayor Adams has the monumental task, and I want to emphasize monumental, task of guiding the largest, and some say the greatest, and I say the greatest, city in the United States. And I say in the world. I thought it would be great to sit down with the man who wields so much power and learn more about his plans for our great New York City. And who is he outside the office? We want to know. It's a pleasure to welcome the 110th mayor of the city of New York to my podcast here at Newsstand Studios at Rockefeller Center. Welcome, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you so much.
It is such a pleasure to sit down with you and talk business.
Yes, yes.
The business of operating and guiding and improving and beautifying this great, great city. You have, as I said, a monumental task.
Yes, yes.
And how do you feel right now after what? How a year and plus?
Year and 3 months. We're entering March. But I think that to fully understand the fullness of the moment is, as you stated in your opening, oftentimes we see the glory. You see the former captain, former state senator, first black bar president, now the mayor of the city. That's the glory. That's not my story. And to be able to understand why at this moment I could take the weight of this awesome task is to really understand the story. And we, you know, that's what I like about your podcast. You get into the story. Who's the person? And then you can have a better appreciation of the journey.
Yes, and we all want to know the story. We want to know what motivated you to become mayor of the most powerful city in the world. And you've never been a mayor before.
CEO. This is a corporation.
Yep. A major and a very large corporation. Yes. What's your yearly budget?
The last budget was $101 billion. You know, we balloon over any other location. California probably has a budget larger, but this is a major financial institution. But, you know, it's amazing how the lessons you learn from your parents come in a real useful way. Mom used to start the week. She would show how much money was coming into the house. And she'll sit down with all six of us. And she'd say, this is how much is coming in the house. These are all the bills. So when you start saying that you want a new pair of sneakers, tell me what item I take off. Do I turn off the gas? Do I turn off the heat? Do I turn off the water? Do I don't buy food for the week? So we had a full understanding of her candid approach to
Well, a real finance. Budget, a real budget-minded mother.
That's right.
Yeah, and she was a single mother?
Single mom.
Of six kids.
Yeah, amazing woman, never surrendered, never gave up, you know, third grade education, took us from Brownsville, Brooklyn, where she just knew that she wanted her children to be raised in a house, and she
did.
But I
bet she was a damn good housekeeper.
Oh, yes, she was.
And that was her occupation too, right?
Yes, she cleaned houses for people, and then she was able to find a union job at Amstead Daycare Center. I knew what the students were eating every day because she would put it in a Tupperware and bring it home for our leftovers.
Oh, you know? Boy. Well, it's nice to remember your parents. It's really nice to be guided by your parents.
Yes.
I'm one of six also.
Oh, are you?
Yes, I am.
I didn't know that. Where? Yep. Where are you?
Nutley, New Jersey.
In the middle?
I'm second oldest.
Okay.
And we too, we lived on a very, very strict budget, but we supplemented with a garden. We grew everything in the garden. It was only a fifth of an acre, but we grew stuff. We canned stuff.
Love it.
We went to our cousin's farm down in southern New Jersey and brought food back. So I know about budgets.
Right. Think about that also. Look how creative you are. You know, when you do some of your food shows, your canning show. All of that came from the foundation of what you knew.
Oh, of course it did.
Yes.
Grandma in Buffalo taught me all kinds of mother and homemaker tasks.
Right.
Really great. So, Mayor, I was driving around the city today. Mm-hmm. So I asked the storekeeper, this is a store that's been on Madison Avenue for 110 years.
Mm.
Perez, it's called, in the 70s, upper 70s. What a beautiful store.
Mm-hmm.
A lovely elderly couple run the store. And I asked, what do you want me to ask Mayor Adams?
Love that.
And she said, all I want Mayor Adams to do for us is to make this city safe.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. So that's one.
Mm-hmm.
And then another person I asked, she said, all I want to know is what is he doing about the rat population?
Well, you know, I don't know if you heard, but I hate rats.
And
there's ways of doing that. We're getting ready to announce our rat czar. That's going to focus. It was a disjointed system previously. And we're now going to focus on one person overseeing the entire operation.
Okay, so eliminating the rat population, which really enlarged, because why?
Well, number one, the pandemic, a lot of food was put out, trash on our streets. We have to move away from, Martha, we have to move away from plastic bags. That came during the 60s, during the sanitation strike. We kept it. That is a failing process. We have to put our garbage in containers.
Okay, containers, garbage pails.
Yes.
Again. Mm-hmm. So the other thing about the pandemic, I mean, I was the restaurants that are in the streets,
mm-hmm.
all those exterior restaurants, right? Our city is starting to look like Mumbai. you know, this is a really scary situation because sometimes I can't even drive down some streets because there's a restaurant on this side and a restaurant. What's happening with the sidewalk restaurants?
And you know, we have to take our hat off to the previous administration as they instituted what we call the COVID sheds because our restaurants were closing and it really was a lifeline.
Yes.
Now
it
that
was.
COVID is in our rearview mirror for the most part, we have to re-acknowledge and re-examine the use of them. Councilman Marjorie Velasquez is coming up with a new plan. You're going to see a smaller number, and they're going to be uniform in presentation. You're not
Wouldn't
going to
that
see
be nice?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
To have four or five of them on one street, which really restricts traffic, restricts us moving from one place to another, really is very debilitating.
We have to rethink it. It did its job, and now it's time to.
What do the restaurateurs say? Do they want to keep them?
Some like eating outdoors. It's more eating outdoors. So we should look at how we're going to use our
awnings for half a sidewalk.
Yes,
right.
Yes. So it's exciting. But I want to go back to the crime because that's important. I say public safety is the prerequisite to prosperity. And we're seeing the result of our public safety plan. And people must not only be safe based on the stats, they must feel safe. That's crucial. So we have witnessed in this year and the end of last year, decrease in homicide, decrease in shootings. We're watching our major seven crime categories also decrease. The customer satisfactory subway in our subway system, the numbers are extremely impressive. Major
they're
drops.
Improving.
Oh,
they're
without
improving.
People are seeing a difference.
Many of the employees who work with me, my colleagues, take the subway.
Yes.
And they are very distraught about the number of homeless on the subways. They see a lot of policemen, but they don't see a lot of improvement in the subway. There's also still scary crime on the subways. So,
I think part of it is that we highlight in our daily tabloids the worst thing that has ever happened in the city every day. I mean, if it bleeds, it leads. I mean, that's the business. But when you look at the number, we have an average of 6 felonies a day on our subway system.
Six.
With 3.6 million riders.
So that's okay.
No, it's not. We want to get rid of all six.
Yeah.
But when you look at how many riders we get to and from their place.
6 million riders a day?
3.6 million riders a day.
Okay, people, listen to this. 3.6 million riders.
And so if you go to the average commuter, I ride the trains a lot, and say, have you had a negative encounter? They say, no, but I feel unsafe. Because you feel unsafe because you get on a plane, a train, you pick up the paper and you hear about something awful that happened on the system.
Right.
So the police presence is to deal with the safety. Then we remove the encampments on our subway system. You don't see encampments anymore. 4,000 people that were homeless, we took off the system, brought them inside. A substantial number, over 1,000, stayed in care with wraparound services. Now we're zeroing in on those few that refuse to leave.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all 6 delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
There's 2 kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
So you were in the headlines this morning in our famous, fabulous New York Post. I get the New York Post just because I have to see the other side of the story. Rupert Murdoch, listen to me. So I see you being maligned for suggesting tuition for the migrant workers that are appearing in our city. Now,
so untrue and misleading.
I applaud that. But tell us what that story is.
So untrue and misleading.
Oh, boy. Listen, Same as the gas stoves, right?
Right.
That was misleading, right?
Take it from a person that had to pay $250,000 for his son's student loan. College is expensive.
Yes.
We are not giving people tuition to get their degrees in college. What we are saying is, how do we take migrants and make them self-sustaining? We're teaching them English. We're teaching them some skills with 100 of them to see how this would work on a SUNY campus and say, we want to make you self-sustaining. We don't want you dependent on governmental subsidies. This is a smart thing to do. It's not taking people to college, paying for their college tuition. That is just untrue.
So it's guiding them to certain coursework that they can take to help them improve their job possibilities.
Ability to take a job.
Yes.
Because many of them cannot. They cannot apply for jobs.
Or what about the community colleges? Are they willing to do this?
That's what we're looking at.
This is a
pilot project of saying we want to teach English, some soft skills to make sure that they are self-sustaining. You don't want people dependent on society. Totally misleading.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I mean, imagine if you are Miss Jones and you are saving up all your money to pay your child's SUNY tuition. It gives the impression that the mayor is treating us unfairly, and that is not the case at all.
The other thing that really irks me and many other people in the city are the numbers of buildings under construction or in construction or being repaired with all the scaffolding that's so dangerous. I look up all the time wondering.
You must be in my briefings. And here's the problem. Here's the problem, Martha. That I looked into.
You didn't give the permits. I know that because there was another mayor before you that gave the permits for all this stuff that was going on. How can we improve the permit process so that not too many permits are given at the same time?
Here's the problem. We have an antiquated mindset. So the reason you see those scaffoldings up is because they're loose bricks somewhere in the building structure for the most part. Some of the new constructions. Yes. What we're saying to building owners, that you have to cover the entire footprint of the building. What I am saying, let's use drones. There's new technology out there that will allow a drone to go in, do a scan of the entire building with infrared, and determine where the loose brick is.
Repair it.
Right. Then you don't have to have
that expensive scaffolding, which is then dangerous. I know years and years until the building can fix a brick.
Exactly.
I mean, I know how to fix bricks. I know how to dig out the old mortar and put in the new mortar. Believe you.
So that's what we're looking to move towards. And you're going to see instantly a substantial decrease in other sheds that are up.
And I know during COVID, it was very hard to build. It was very hard to do the construction. On 56th and Park, there's a building that has been building for years.
I know the exact one you're talking about.
You know the one on the right-hand side going up down? Yeah. And my chiropractor, she has lived with ear-deafening sounds and noise for 3 years.
Awful.
How does the mayor fix that?
It's about expediting the process. The Department of Buildings, good workers, but the processes were horrific. And so we are really expediting getting your permit files. And then we're looking at new technology. I'm a strong believer that many of the things we were doing is just using 8-track methods in the iPhone age. We need to think about government and agencies are running differently. Remember, cities are run by agencies. And if those agencies are misaligned, disjointed, or not using new methods, then you'll never get the product that taxpayers deserve.
Well, in your agencies that are now working for you as mayor, has there been a lot of turnover?
Yes.
There has been.
Yes.
Do you feel that you're putting more educated people in those jobs?
It's 320,000 employees.
Boy.
We're the largest employer in the city. Mm. And COVID has changed the mindset of workers. We're getting ready to hold a major conference with behavior scientists to examine what has COVID done to, you know, what employees want to do?
Just in our office. Mm. I mean, 3-day-a-week work week. It's ridiculous. A city can't run on three days.
No, you can't.
I can't. Are you on a 3-day work week still?
No, we're at 5 days.
Good.
But what we want to
Seven days, Mayor.
What we want to do is to look at how do you modify work days? Some people want to do 12-hour days, then take off the Friday. Some people want to come and do their work hours overnight. So we want to be more flexible in what a work environment looks like.
Yeah, I think that's the only way to go.
Yes.
We have to accommodate the workers and make sure that they're making their salaries, but they have to be working for those salaries.
You know what else, Martha?
And I think people want to do that.
And what people don't understand, when I tell my younger employees, I need you. I need you because things are changing and I need you to be around me to keep me abreast of the changes.
Yes.
That mentoring and learning from each other, the cross-pollination of ideas, that is what work environments should be about.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to talk to you today, Mayor, because I like to hear those words coming out of you.
Mm.
I think it's very important to encourage and to get people to really continue to act like human beings. We are a collaborative race.
We really are.
And we can help each other. And if we don't get the people to do it, we're never going to clean up the act of this city.
No, it's all right. And it's about, creating an healthy, trusted environments where people can get the emotional intelligence that they need. We often focus on people being academically smart, but we need to really lean into the emotional intelligence of creating healthy environments for children, families, and workplaces.
Oh, now this is something dear to my heart. What about the composting system that you're envisioning?
Oh, love it. Love it. You know, we did an experiment in Queens. Two things came out of that experiment. We reached unbelievable goals with people composting, but many people thought South Jamaica, Queens, the African-American Caribbean community would not participate. They led the entire borough in composting.
Great.
Yes, yes. It's a real win. We're going to expand it citywide. We're really excited about composting.
So how many tons of garbage does New York produce a year?
That's a good question. I can't give you that number. I'll lose that trivia question.
Some huge amount. And most of that goes into land waste,
yes.
Landfill. It goes into the ocean probably. It's probably doing a lot of damage to a lot of areas. But if we could encourage, half that trash is compostable.
Yes, yes.
And it could easily be turned back into something useful. What we turn our compost in at the farm where I live, I call it black gold. It is so valuable. And it doesn't take very long to happen.
No, and that's the goal. The goal we want to, we're going to have a citywide composting program. I was composting in Borough Hall when I was the borough president. And, you know, my parents come from the South. So
Are people really going to go for the composting?
Yeah, yes, yes. We see it. We witnessed what happened in Queens.
Okay.
It was a success beyond belief. We have an amazing commissioner over at the Department of Sanitation, okay. Jessica Tisch. She is bringing a level of ingenuity and get stuff done atmosphere.
Good.
We love her over there.
Good. I like to hear that. Mm-hmm. Back to the crime issue, because again, that's every single day on every front page of every tabloid or news alert or whatever else we get.
Right.
Major crimes are down, including assaults and robberies. But in 2022, they rose like 23% in 2022. And now they are, you say, coming down.
Oh, without a doubt. We're trending in the right direction. February of 2022, we were seeing a 40% increase in many of our major crimes, 30% in some areas. We started trending down. Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell put in place with a new team there, of Chief Madry and his team. And you're really seeing not only the actual major crime, but you're seeing some of the other issues, motorcycles and three-wheelers on our streets, illegal plates, just a quality of life issue that really impacts our city.
What about shoplifting? I hear that that's becoming a major problem.
That's why I said take off the mask.
Wow.
That's why I said take off the mask, pull it down for 3 seconds before entering the shop. Too many repeated offenders committing crimes, using COVID as a reason. This is a good way to have public health and public safety together. Enter a store. When you expose the face of someone that committed a crime, you will cut the time that person is apprehended in half, if not even more.
Do you feel, what do you think about the police department right now?
Love these guys and ladies. When you look at the record number of closing cases, arrests, really, the city is able to handle a protest or a parade. They are just, you know, it's amazing. I'm so happy I was part of that profession.
Would you say that they like you, the police department?
Well, I like them. Yeah. I think if you go around to the average police officer, he'll tell you we have a mayor that he has our back. I'm not going to send my troops into the field of battle and abandon them. I'm going to lead them into battle. They had a tough job. And in spite of what they went through, they remain true to protecting our city.
I want you to know that I actually employ several retired policemen who are fantastic gentlemen.
I love it.
And it's really nice to hear some of their stories. They are well-trained, polite, nice.
Yes, they are.
And I certainly hope that the force remains loyal and hardworking, because we need a good police force.
You do. As I stated, our prosperity lies in public safety, and we're prospering. 91% of our jobs pre-COVID are back. Broadway last week had one of the greatest showings. We have one of the highest bond ratings, an increase in our bond ratings because of our fiscal responsibility.
What about rents? Are rents, are buildings becoming more occupied?
I have to borrow from the person who ran for governor once. The rent is too damn high. It is expensive to live in this city.
Yeah.
That's why we need to build more affordable housing. And so we need our local electeds to allow housing to be built in their community. And we had some major projects, Willis Point Project, over 2,000 affordable units, Bronx. out in Innovation Queens. So we're going to keep pushing. But we need to find pathways to home ownership like we had in the past with the Mitchell-Lama type programs.
Right. That would be very useful. So what's your relationship with our new governor?
Oh, I love Kathy. Governor Hochul. You know, she is a steady hand at the helm.
She's working very hard, it seems.
Yes, she is. We did, when I went to her last year around February and stated that we need to do something with the subway, she helped me with the subway safety plan. That's how we got the decreases we're witnessing. When I told her we need to do something with mental health, severe mental health illnesses on the street, she came and helped with opening new psychiatric beds. She has been just a real partner, and I think the state is happy to see a governor and a mayor that actually likes each other.
And tourism, is it on the increase?
Red hot, 56 million tourists last year. We think we're going to get somewhere about 65 million this year.
Hotels fully occupied, or are they on the way?
Yes. We are top in the major 12 hotel markets. We're doing very well. That's why we're fighting to get the DNC, the Democratic National Convention here.
Oh, wait, that's the thing. When was the last time we had a convention?
In 92.
Oh,
Clinton 90. Won.
That's right. I went to that. I went to that convention. Yeah, that was some big convention.
Yeah, tourists bring so much. They spend, they go to our restaurants, our theaters. We're going to encourage them to visit the outer boroughs.
Now, you live where? Personally.
Well, some people say New Jersey. I don't know why they believe that. right now, mayors live in Gracie Mansion.
Yes.
I still have my home in Bedford-Stuyvesant. I'll never leave there. I love it. But I'm in Gracie Mansion. And don't let anyone fool you. Gracie Mansions, it has ghosts.
You know, the first time I went there?
Uh-huh.
With Mayor Lindsay.
Wow.
Mayor Lindsay worked for a law firm right here in Rockefeller Center.
Wow.
He worked for Webster Sheffield.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband was an associate at the time.
Wow.
So I have pictures of me with Mayor Lindsay at Gracie Mansion, which was beautiful. And
love
we
it.
Wore gowns and we were dancing and eating delicious food at Gracie Mansion.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah. And then Mayor Bloomberg didn't want to live there.
No,
why? Because of the ghost, you think?
And you know what's the best about Gracie Mansion?
What?
The back porch.
Oh, isn't it beautiful looking over the East River?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And I don't know why Mike didn't like living there because
yeah.
he was inland.
Yeah.
I love the water.
Have you done anything to the mansion?
It's slight renovation. We're trying to raise money so that we can come in and have a Martha Stewart type renovation.
It's like a museum.
It is.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful house.
Yes. And that's actually Park's property.
Yes, I know.
Yeah,
and it deserves to be taken care of and be well maintained. So you're lacking funds?
Yeah. So we want to raise funds privately to do a complete renovation. And we open it up. I call it the people's house. We encourage
it's like
people.
The White House,
yes,
right?
Yeah. We encourage people to hold events there, to come visit. We have a big tent we put in the backyard during the summer. It's used far more often than it has ever been used.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have an event for my Center for Living at Mount Sinai.
I would love that.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. Or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today. Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
So you're dealing with the migrants in terms of helping them get jobs, but how are we housing them? How are we thinking about them?
It's real challenge. You know, think about this, Martha. In January 1st, 2022, when I became mayor, we had 35,000 people in our homeless system. 35,000 for all the years.
Boy.
In 1 year, we received close to that amount. In 1 year, we're now up to 50,000 people went through our system.
Wow. So that's the 50,000 homeless people
plus
here?
Plus the 35,000 that was there. We had the 35,000 that was there already. On top of that, we have 50,000 migrant asylum.
85,000 people.
Never had that number before.
Looking for, and in the cold, right, and in the wet, looking for places to stay. That's why we see them sleeping on cardboard over the vents, the heating vents from the subways and stuff.
Yeah, but many of them are not asylum seekers.
Yeah.
Of what we have done for our asylum seekers, no other city or state has done anything like this. What? Not only do we give them a place to sleep, we make sure they have health care. We hit almost 13,000 children went into our school system, mental health care, food, laundry service. So we have.
Is anybody starving on our streets?
They should not have to.
Okay.
Because there's access to food pantries, food, soup kitchens, volunteers, local community-based organizations.
Are there any numbers about people who like die overnight sleeping outside?
No, we're not seeing numbers like that.
Okay,
that's
good.
That's a rarity.
Okay.
You know.
That's encouraging. And what is it costing the city to help all these 85,000 people?
We spent from last year to this year, $650 million. We think we're going to spend about $1.4 billion this year, close to that number. And we're not getting the help that we deserve from the federal government. We need help from the federal government and the state government. Mm-hmm. The governor has included resources in her budget. We want to make sure it get passed through in this budgetary cycle.
Do you have a list that you look at every single day? Your list must be about 10 pages long.
You know what's interesting about this role as mayor? It's not that it's hard. It's the volume. Every day, Martha, all day, something is happening.
The phone is ringing. It never stops.
And I can. It's amazing that You arrive at a place in life without realizing the things you did before that prepared you for it. Little did I know that meditation and breathing exercises will play such a role for me right now to allow me to have that tranquility, that peacefulness.
So you can zone out and recenter?
Right, recenter and just understand that, you know, be present in the moment. Don't try to hope for days that's free from crises. Pray and meditate on having the ability to deal with those crises as they come up.
And your staff, how many people work just very closely with you in and around your office?
We have 320,000 employees, but in City Hall, you have probably roughly anywhere from 70 to 80 that are there with me. And I have an amazing team. We have done things that has never been
before. Do you have a daily meeting?
Every morning, 8 a.m., first time in history, we have an African American woman who's the first deputy mayor. First time we have a woman as a police commissioner, a woman as a fire commissioner.
And we're good, aren't we?
Oh, what?
Yes. Women know how to run things.
Know how to multitask. No, they know how to get stuff done.
Yep, we are.
I love my team.
How can you run a family and have a job and be married to a difficult man and try to make a pretty home if you're not like that, right?
Once you have a family and once you're married to a difficult man, and then you can work for me well, you know, because yes. I'm an optimistic third grader.
Well, that is something. So the typical day starts at 8 a.m.
No, that's the time of the meeting.
The meeting. Okay. When do you get to the office?
I'm up at 5 normally. I'll do my meditation, my exercise, make my green smoothie.
What's your exercise?
A combination calisthenics, a little lightweight training, stretching. you know, and then I'll just go into a breathing. I'll say my prayers. I'll read some positive affirmations. You know, then I'll do a quick Google and see what good drinks Martha Stewart has online.
And you have a green smoothie?
Every morning.
Oh,
every
good. Morning. What's in your green smoothie?
A combination blueberry, spinach, kale, maca powder, some ginger, little celery. It's a nice... It's a good way to start
today.
And
who makes it for you?
I do it myself.
You do?
Yes,
oh,
yes,
nice.
Yes, yes.
So, and you should put some collagen in it. Marine collagen powder.
Okay.
It's tasteless and it really helps. I start my day with a green juice also.
Okay, okay. Yep. That's why you look fabulous.
Yeah, well, I try. But it's energizing.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Instead of that heavy two eggs on a roll
with bacon. Yeah, forget that.
Once you break that habit, it's unbelievable your energy level when you do a healthy meal in the morning.
Oh, yes. This morning I was already at Pilates at 6:15.
Love it.
And then I go home and I take care of the chickens. And then I have my green juice. I have one cappuccino. That's my cappuccino. So then after you have your juice, what do you do?
Then I read all my papers. You know, in my way, on my way into the office, sometimes I take the train.
And you throw up over the New York Post.
You know, and, but actually, I like the Post.
I know. I read it. Well, sports are great, right? Page 6 is great. I have to read page 6 just to see what's going on.
You know, no, but I'll, you know, zip through the papers, find out what's going on in the city, listen to some of the talk shows that are coming on. And then, you know, by then it's 8 a.m. and I'm being debriefed by the team on what the day looks like and, you know, what we have on our plate.
Yeah, you have a lot on that plate.
Yes,
I hope it's
yes.
like a great big Charger plate. You know, they make them, 16 inches now.
But it's exciting, you know, and I say all the time to the team, like, how could I complain? I'm the mayor of New York. This is the greatest city on the globe. And you know, 28 years ago, Martha, when I stated January 1st, 2022, I'm going to be the mayor, people used to say, what's wrong with this guy?
Yeah. You know that? Well, you're here.
That's right.
You're here and you're doing it. People who lead such busy lives, and I don't think there's anybody around here that leads a busier life than you, Mayor.
But I don't feel it. I don't feel it at all.
Well, good. You look you look so well. The mayor looks rested. He's smiling. He's laughing. You can hear him laughing. But he is, and fit. You look very fit.
Yes, health is well.
So diet is very important, and just being
and not always you know,
been
this
like
this
that. Oh, right, I know. Right, well, right. Talk about your transformation.
Right. Yeah, and it was a couple of years ago. Woke up, Martha, and I couldn't see the alarm clock. I thought it was sleep in my eyes, and it was a very frightening experience. And at the same time, I was having pains in my stomach. I thought it was colon cancer because I just lost a good friend to colon cancer. My hands and feet were tingling. I went to the doctor. He checked my stomach and my colon. He said I had an ulcer. That was the pain I was feeling. But that ulcer saved my life because he said, Eric, your real problem, the reason you have vision loss is that you have late-stage diabetes. And you're going to lose your sight.
Was that a hereditary thing for you?
That's very interesting that you say that because that's what I thought. And he says that, you know, that tingling you're feeling in your fingers and toes is you have permanent nerve damage. You're going to lose some fingers and toes.
Mm.
Right. And I met a doctor, Dr. Esselton. He wrote a book, Preventing Reversing Heart Disease. I called him up, Cleveland Clinic. He treated Bill Clinton for his heart disease. And he told me it's your food. He said, you change your diet, you can put this in remission. Changed my diet. 3 weeks after going plant-based, my vision came back.
Wow.
My nerve damage went away. The ulcer went away in 3 months.
What were you eating, hot dogs and hamburgers?
You heard a lot of rumors, and let me put those rumors to rest. Cops like donuts. We were eating every type of donut.
Oh, sweet.
Sweets, fast
greasy,
food.
Greasy, yeah.
Right. And so what I learned, it's not your DNA, it's your dinner. Mom and I shared the same dinner. Not that we shared the same DNA. That food impacts our health, and it just put me on an amazing journey of health as well.
What has been your most difficult day as mayor?
When Officer Mora and Rivera, they were assassinated, you know, that was just really hard, you know.
And you went right to their families, didn't you?
Yes, and being in the hospital, watching the pain, it was hard. These were young men. They were, you know, first generation New Yorkers. Mm. They came into the police department to make a difference. It was just a very, very painful moment for me.
How are the families?
Still strong. I really take my hat off to them. They dealt with the initial pain, and now they're very engaged. and help in any way they can. And, you know, mommy told me when I was a little boy, you're going to be in dark places. You know, it's either going to be a burial or planted. We have to turn pain into purpose. And they have turned the painful moment into a purposeful moment.
What's your biggest perk about being mayor? Do you get any perks?
No, I wish I did. You know, if I get a perk, the New York Post would write about me or the New York Times. They would say, you know, Eric got a free token, you know. But the most joy about it, it's like people. This city is made up of amazing people. It's a Shakespearean tragedy if you live only in your own little cocoon. You know,
there's so much to take advantage of, isn't there?
Man, this place is amazing. Yeah.
That's why I would never move to another city.
I would never.
Ever. No, that's why I'm saying it. It's just like an incredible place. And that's why I want it the sparkling, clean, infestation-free Gotham City again. I am with you.
We're going to bring
you. Well, I will help you in any way I can, Mayor Adams. I think you've gotten off to a good start. You have to keep that chin up.
That's right.
And keep fighting, because it is a big fight every day, isn't it?
It is. But it's an enjoyable one.
Okay.
And I enjoy I'm a blue-collar guy. And, you know, like you said, your parents and families, this is a blue-collar city. No matter how prosperous we are individually, if you look in our lineage, there's someone that made it for us, and their hands were dirty from the work that they did.
Well, I don't even call it dirty; they were just used.
So, that's right. Yeah. Well said. Right. Well said.
Used hands. Well, good luck. I don't want to keep you from your office much, because I know you have so much work to do. Eric Adams is a very busy man, as you can hear. He seems to be on top of it all, doesn't he? He's talking really well, and he seems to have those numbers and those challenges and everything pretty clear in his head. Keep that list going. Keep those checklists happening.
Thank you.
Check them off as you accomplish your very daunting tasks, Mayor Adams. Well, thank you
so much. Good to see you.
Thank you. Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.